Near-Infrared and Optical Emission of WASP-5b, by G. Kovacs et al. Context: thermal emission from extrasolar planets makes it possible to study important physical processes in their atmospheres and derive more precise orbital elements. Aims: by using new near-infrared and optical data, we examine how these data constrain the orbital eccentricity and the thermal properties of the planet atmosphere. Methods: the full light curves acquired by the TESS satellite from two sectors are used to put upper limit on the amplitude of the planet's phase variation and estimate the occultation depth. 2, already published and 1, yet unpublished follow-up observations in the 2MASSK, K's, band are employed to derive a more precise occultation light curve in this near-infrared waveband. Results: the merged occultation light curve in the K's band comprises 4,515 data points. The data confirm the results of the earlier eccentricity estimates, suggesting circular orbit, E equals 0.005 plus or minus 0.015. The high value of the flux depression of 2.70 plus or minus 0.14 PPT in the K's band excludes simple black body emission at the 10 sigma level and disagrees also with current atmospheric models at the 4 to 7 sigma level. From the analysis of the test data, in the visual band we found tentative evidence for a near noise level detection of the secondary eclipse, and placed constraints on the associated amplitude of the planet's phase variation. A formal box fit yields an occultation depth of 0.157 plus or minus 0.056 ppt. This implies a relatively high geometric albedo of AG equals 0.43 plus or minus 0.15 for fully efficient atmospheric circulation and AG equals 0.29 plus or minus 0.15 for no circulation at all. No preference can be seen either for the oxygen-enhanced, or for the carbon-enhanced atmosphere models. This was near-infrared and optical emission of WASP-5b, by G. Kovacs et al.